الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah gave us this opportunity of being in this world. He made us Muslims. And further than that, how many of us the whole year we were in our way practicing, trying to observe the commandments of Allah. Fortunate were those who, as the buzurgs of the past 6 months before Ramzan, they start looking forward to Ramzan, preparing themselves mentally, everything, getting ready for Ramadan. If not, then at least by the month of Rajab we started, when we were reminded, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua before the month of Rajab, 2 months before Ramadan. Rajab wa Sha'ban wa baldizna Ramadan. And then, if not, then at least in the month of Sha'ban, at least the 15th night, it's not a night to collect in the masjid, it's a night to turn to Allah Ta'ala and get the very special favors of Allah Ta'ala, which are exclusive for that night. And if not still, then at least when we started Ramadan, we came full force, full gear into Ramadan. Ibn Jawzi, Rahmatullah Ali, says that when there's a horse race, then at the end of the race, the horses gallop like mad, wild. They put their last butt in to win the race. So he says, if you did not start your race properly, at least end it properly. At least take a lesson from the horses that now we are at the end. Now it's not time to relax. Now is to put every energy, every fiber into it. Now is the ideal opportunity. So if the beginning of Ramadan, where it was the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, and we didn't get that also, then at least now when we came into Ramadan, the atmosphere, etc., by the second 10 days, the forgiveness of Allah. Now when we have, if we got that and we cleansed ourselves, now we come into the third ashara, the last 10 days. And this is not that now we are getting happy, Ramadan is coming to an end. That Ramadan started with a huge bang. And it started with all its great qualities. And now it's going. Now I have to do everything to try and take what I can. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Rush, run now. وَسَارِعُوا. And سَابِقُوا, race with one another. سَارِعُوا, rush, hurry up now. And go towards everything. Now Allah has brought that time. Now we are here, and Allah made it with the i'tikaf, where a person now, even if a person is not sitting in i'tikaf, every masjid he sees the mu'takifin. He sees the tents there, and that should at least put that spirit in him, that during the whole month, Allah Ta'ala told us not to eat, not to drink during the day, not to be intimate with our wives. Now Allah Ta'ala, at night Allah permitted it. But now in the last 10 days came, Allah says, your very dear wife, and she does so much for you, leave her also. Now come for i'tikaf. Now you are here solely for me. And I want you exclusively for me. So this is, and this is all that we take of the great treasures which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And at the same time, with all the great treasures, we find Allah Himself. And we get Allah Himself also. We are in that position now. Let us take now. Allah has brought us here for that purpose. As Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and the foundation, the basis of i'tikaf is Ghar Hira, the cave of Hira. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to go with his provision and stay for long periods there, all alone, meditating, thinking. And Allah's system works, Allah's program is 100%, it's perfect on its place. But it works when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was one of his goats, tired him trying to catch it. Whole day he was running after it. Finally, when he caught it, he pitied the goat. He said, "You must be so tired running so much." Then Malaika reported to Allah, "This man is worthy of Nabuwat, of prophethood. He's got feeling in him. He's got that in him." When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Ghari Hira, Malaika reported, Allah knows everything and it's all planned by Allah. But Allah has got a system by which he worked. Malaika reported, "This is a man who's got worry for mankind. He is a person who will be able to take the responsibility of Nabuwat. And the greatest Nabuwat, Khatumul Anbiya." So yeah, also we have come now in our Ghari Hira. So let us also, and according to our concern for ourselves, for others, Allah will open doors for us to also take work from us. How much a person has got that in him, Allah take, anul zimu kumuha wa antum laha karihon. We don't just, ya kisi ke sir pe hum thopte nahi. We don't just force it onto anyone. Those who have got, wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib, wa yahdi, wa yajtabi. Allah yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. There is one amal of Allah of ijtiba, that Allah pulls you to him. And there is another amal which starts from our side in the plan of Allah, that we make inabat towards Allah. Now this is the time Allah has brought us. Let us have that. And what tikaf is, which we tried to explain a little yesterday, that seclusion, it's meditation, it's thinking, it's an opportunity. Use it for that. And then see how. And Allah Ta'ala has made it that Ghari Hira after Nabuwat came, But after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never went to Ghari Hira again. Now he had a big responsibility. But Allah brought Ghari Hira into the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every night was Ghari Hira. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layl illa qaleel. That at night now, your connection with Allah. Don't forget that. That was right till the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have almost totally forgotten the night life. Then the life of Ghari Hira, the life of seclusion, the night of meditation when all are asleep. Now you can at least think something reasonable in a correct way. And this is the time, if we train ourselves, our minds are fresh. And we can turn to Allah. It's a time for dua also. So all that Allah has given to us. And then during the day, the work of Nabuwat now. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Now you've got your other word. وَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. You've got lot of work. The whole day you have to swim amongst the people and give them all da'wat everywhere. But don't forget, till you don't fill your night, your heart with the nur of Allah at night, what are you going to distribute in the day? A person who is empty, who doesn't make effort of filling his heart, Maulana Qamar al-Zamaa sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, says that don't take out water from the well all the time continuously. That water, it will run dry. Then you'll be pulling out mud from there. And now all the dirty water, muddy water will come out. So also, from the ulama also, and the mashayikh also, and they themselves also must not just be making bayan all the time, teaching all the time, writing kitabs all the time. They must fill first nur in their heart. Give all that, always that reasonable time to fill nur in your heart. All the time you're just making effort, proper, correct effort, but just effort all the time. This is Maulana Ibrahim Devdas sahab, Damat Barakatum, is stressing a lot in his bayan that we all must, referring to Jamaat, brother speaking to them, that not all the time just niklo, nikalo, take out, go out, but that time to bring nur in your own heart also. If you haven't got that nur, what are you going to give to other people? So give that space, and all, every one of us, we must have that time of the night's ibadat also. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Even if it is for a starting 2 rakats of tahajjud namaz after Isha namaz, before sleeping. Just 2 short rakats, even in a sitting position. Even wal asr inna atayna. But do that, your tahajjud you'll get, and all the barakat of tahajjud. Now go out and now give da'wah. Now go and teach in your sabak. Now go and sit for your sabaks as a student. Now teach in your class. Now go and give bayans and see the difference. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi says, when I was a young man, I used to give such bayans that like the masjid should shake. So powerful bayans. The mimbar should shake. And the people should shake. They also would jhumtete. But nobody's heart shook. But when I made ta'alluq at my shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Rahmatullahi, and he taught me now the way of putting the noor into my heart first. And now when I gave bayan, nobody was shaking. But the hearts were trembling. They were, the hearts were shaking now. This is what is required. Allah give us tawfiq. So Allah brought us here now. And all this is to get the taqwa, to find Allah. And there could be no more ideal position for those who are in itikaf, mubarak, that we are physically in this and we can acquire it. For those who are not in itikaf, take the lesson of seclusion, of what we should be meditating about, what we should be preparing ourselves for. Take that all the time. And the Quran Sharif, like in all matters, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. The 2 ayats, they are like repeated, but there is nothing extra in the Quran. It was absolutely necessary. And it is the perfect eloquence of speech that the 2 ayats together are there. Inna ma'al usri, that al-usr is what alif lam, al-usr, inna ma'al usri. And in the second also, wa inna ma'al usri. So that both refers to one problem. The usr, difficulty, hardship, problem. And al-one, that is. Inna ma'al usri, yusran. Ways out for easy ways. Solutions are not one. They are now nakira, plenty they are. وَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Again, so it shows that any one problem, any one person got, there isn't 1 or 2 solutions, there aren't 10 or 20, there are millions and billions of solutions. So to find Allah Ta'ala also now, in this last ashara, one was, we are now in itikaf, we turn to Allah, we beg of Allah, we build our union with Allah. Like that, yeah, in this ayat, like in many other ayats and many other bayans from the Quran Sharif, fihi bayyinat. Quran Sharif says that the Quran Sharif has got many bayans. And this is also a very easy way, a very pleasant way, a lovable way. A way that will be desired by everyone, which Allah has shown here. Before this ayat, Allah Ta'ala spoke of the kufr of the people. Then to get to come out of the kufr is tawheed. And also now Allah is explaining in this ayat, tawheed, 100% tawheed is not enough. It won't take you to Jannah, 100% tawheed will take you to Jahannam. Until you don't have Muhammadur Rasulullah. You can have the perfect tawheed in the world. No better, more higher tawheed. But if you don't believe in Muhammadur Rasulullah, you won't go to Jannah. You will be going to Jahannam. Absolutely necessary. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, work on your tawheed. Get your 100%. And the way to get it is also only via Muhammadur Rasulullah. And your tawheed, if you did get it in any other way without Muhammadur Rasulullah, are not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Allah has put such a stamp on Muhammadur Rasulullah that nobody can pass without it. You must have Muhammadur, and the more you have got of Muhammadur Rasulullah, your tawheed, sharte kamil tawheed ke, the condition of your perfect tawheed is to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now Allah says that, قُلْ Oh, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform and tell the people, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, that if you love Allah, you say we have got tawheed, we came out of kufr and shirk, but that tawheed of yours will only be accepted if you will fattabi'uni, follow me in my footsteps. So this is what is required. And the people before this, they claimed also, وقالت اليهود والنصارى نحن أبناء الله وأحبة. We are the sons of Allah and we are the beloved of Allah. The sign of being the beloved for me and for you today, to see whether I am beloved by Allah, anyone else is beloved, who I want to become bay'at with, who I want to give my love to, see how much of sunnah. Love, we cannot measure anyone's love. It's hidden in the heart. We can't say this person loves so much, whether your wife or your husband also is hidden. Your actions will show. And you'll be measured by your actions. And that love of husband claims for his wife, but he does nothing for her. She's sick, he doesn't worry a thing about her. He doesn't buy any clothes for her. He doesn't bring groceries, food for her. And he's singing big songs of love all the time. That is, he's a liar, a complete open liar, that your actions will show. So yeah, also you're claiming, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّا. We are the children of Allah. We are His beloveds of Allah Ta'ala. Allah shows if you are true in your claim, there is one way only, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the only time you can. And how much you follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much of sunnah you have in your life, so much is your genuine true love for Allah Ta'ala. The criteria and the test, the acid test Allah made it, Muhammadur Rasulullah. To believe in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala clearly says, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim the love of Allah. And yeah, also we have to see another angle. We are spending 10 days with Allah Ta'ala. Our honeymoon. We married with Allah, and now our honeymoon and the closeness. Well, we left our wives also. We are only with Allah. Pure love. Not that love that culminates with you having to take a ghusl. Not that love that culminates where the dirtiest, the ugliest parts of the body meet and the dirtiest fluid comes out now. Not that, but that love that is pure, clean. And the climax of it is when finally the two ugliest and dirtiest parts meet. There is no climax, it just goes on and on. Pure, clean love all the time with Allah Ta'ala. And 100% pure, and all the time this Allah Ta'ala is given, so that love of Allah cannot be matched by anything in the world. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala shows that if you want that love of Allah, the way is first and foremost to become the lovers of Allah. And each one of us, we ask ourselves, we are here in this last ashara, alhamdulillah, so many people in i'tikaf, our nights we spend here, and alhamdulillah, so many are following the rules, no phone, no contact with the family also, and we are just here exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. But still ask ourselves, that if do I find in my heart the love of Allah, that love is a thing which will drive you. It will drive you mad. And the world will call you a mad person. The world will say, he's madly in love. You will say, I'm madly in love. And with whom is that love? The one who created love. Dil usi ko do, jisne tumko dil diya. Give your heart, the place of your love, to him who gave you that heart. How can you give what Allah gave you to somebody else? Allah gave it to you, you give it to Allah. That is what. Jaan di, usi ki di hui di. We gave our life, we just gave the life which Allah gave us. Haq to ye hai, ke haq ada nahi hua. Even if we give our lives, the truth is we haven't fulfilled our responsibility and our duty. What did we do from our side? Even if you became shaheed in the path of Allah, you didn't give your life, you gave Allah's life. And you gave it also by the tawfiq of Allah. What did we do from our side? So now, what are we doing to find that love of Allah? And see, have we got that? So if we haven't still, we're not making out that love. We can't trace it. We can't find it. And Allah reward our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, that we never knew. We, alhamdulillah, we studied, we completed our, we started teaching on all different fields we were doing. We started with the Darul Uloom. How many Allah gave us tawfiq? But we didn't know there's something like the love of Allah. And unfortunately, we knew there is love for haram things. But we didn't know there is love for Allah Ta'ala. Allah fill our Shaykh qabr with Noor, raise his stages all the time to the highest levels. That Hazrat taught us there is something like the love of Allah. And we must also now not just know it in theory, but experience it in practice. And everyone, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When we will eat it, then we will know. If somebody didn't taste mango ever in his life, he hasn't seen, he doesn't know what is a mango, he has got no right to deny a mango, that the thing like mango exists. He has got no right to deny the enjoyment and the wonderful taste of mango. Because he never saw, he never ate it, he never tasted it, he's got no right to deny it. And the person who has eaten it, and he knows the taste, but he can tell no one what that taste is. Try your best to explain somebody. Tell him it is something like a water. No, it can't. It's not like a watermelon. It is something like a sweet melon. No, not like sweet. It's like a guava. It's like a pawpaw. No, it's not like that. You can't explain it. And the day the person who never tasted it, he tastes it today, he will know what the taste is. He won't be able to explain to anybody. So the love of Allah, the person who hasn't tasted it has got no right to deny it. If you did not taste it, you don't know what is it. It's your loss. You don't know what it is. And the day you taste it, in fact, the love of Allah will zap your mouth. Now you will stop talking. You'll talk less now. Because now you got your love. When you found your love, now you don't want to be with the public and with everyone. That is why these great buzurg, they ran away from the public. And they went into where they found Allah. Now it's me and my Allah. This i'tikaf, Allah has given us that it is us with Allah Ta'ala. What do you think? But if we found the love of Allah. So to find the love of Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, you become the lover of Allah. You just become the lover of Allah. And to become the lover, we don't see Allah. But you see the works of Allah. So fall in love with the works of Allah. We don't see Allah. But you see all the ni'mats, all the favors of Allah. And they are all the time. Allah's ni'mats in the heavens, nobody can ever know and what they are. Allah's ni'mats on earth, nobody can ever know. Allah's ni'mat between the earth and the skies, nobody knows. Allah's ni'mat till from the time Allah created the world till today. Allah's ni'mat from today till Qiyamah, who knows? What are the ni'mat? So just think, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Just think about yourself. A person has got spine problem. He knows what he's going through. The pain he's going through. And they also see the great fallacy, the great deception we are put in, that you'll get your remedy by the doctors. And most of the people with spine problem, knee problem, all the other problems, what they give them? Painkillers. And the painkillers don't work also. After all that painkillers, with all its side effects, it doesn't work. The person is still in pain. And those painkillers are causing other problems again. Which they then afterwards admit, you were taking that painkiller, it has caused this problem in. It has caused this deficiency, that deficiency. So, and what is a pain? A pain Allah has made is an alarm that goes on. Where if something, wherever you feel a pain, there's something wrong there. You have to attend to it. You have to sort out, not take away the pain, take away the problem and the pain will go away. For example, your watch rings when it's time for you to get up. So the alarm is gone off. Now it doesn't mean you just turn around, put the alarm and keep on sleeping. No, you wake up now. And then you put off your alarm. You got your water tank, any other tank, it's gone dry. So the alarm goes on. You must fill up more water. Don't just put off the alarm. The thing is, fill up the water. The alarm will go off. The tank is overflowing. Again, the alarm goes off. Now, don't just put the alarm off. Sort out. Let the water, it mustn't be overflowing. So all the pain a person feels, whatever pain, it's an alarm that there is something wrong. Sort out the problem. Now, or today, officially, medical profession has long ago already passed it and made the policy to treat pain on its own. So in other words, just to put off the alarm all the time. The problem must remain there, that they're not worried about. They just want to put off. So those are the painkillers. So we are just taking painkillers, we're just putting the alarm off. But the problem is still there. So all these problems, people, all different people who have got cancer, Allah make it easy for every time, for everyone. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah says, one person in a hospital in Karachi, more worse than a cow, a bull, that how it, the noisy was, nobody had peace in that whole, not ward, in the whole hospital. The pain that he was going through. Allah save us all from all types of pain. So the pain that a person has, whether it is back pain, knee pain, headaches, migraines people have, what and what people are going through, Allah make it easy for all. So all this year, the solution of it is, just now we'll come to that, so of all the joints in the body, according to hadith, which is absolute, 360 joints in the body. And the solution, to give sadaqah for every joint. We not giving sadaqah for one joint. Even when I've got my back problem, I'm not giving sadaqah. I know about it or I don't know. I don't pay attention. That is not the solution. Solution is painkillers. Expensive painkillers, which I know are going to not take away the pain. Just I think it will take the pain away. And I know they're going to cause other problems also. One person taking his tablets, a big minister, or minister of one department, as he was taking his tablets, he was breaking the corners. Somebody asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm taking away the side effects. All the side effects. So all this pain killers, and we taking them with the whole tablet, so we taking all the side effects also. And all the rubbish and nonsense that comes with it. So anyway, sadaqah is one thing. So of all the 360 joints, we haven't got all the time. Our hour only got 60 minutes. And a minute has only got 60 seconds. How are we going to 360 joints? And neither do we have all that knowledge also. But anyway, one joint, take the elbow joint. We ever heard anyone going for elbow replacement? Hip replacement we hear. Knee replacement we hear. Elbow we don't hear. And the elbow, how much don't we use it? All the time. While talking, we are using. The elbow is being used all the time. And it never goes for service. If you got your ball bearings in your car, then after some time, they have to be replaced. Your mechanic says they are worn out. It must be replaced. So I noticed Maulana Musa is coming a bit forward to here. So I remember that those who benefit fully in any dars of the ustad, in any bayan, who are the mitten, who are sitting in front. And those who are in the hashya, the ustad seldom looks at the hashya. And those who are in the shuruhat, those are in the dead. When will the ustad go and look at the shuruhat? Those who are sitting in the tents, who are sitting resting at the back. Most of the masjid, most bayans, people are resting against the wall, etc. So those who are in the shuruhat, that is the kitabs with the more details in them. And the hashya, the side notes. So normally you don't look at the side notes, you're only looking at the mitten. So those who are in the mitten in front, they get the full benefit. And those who are in the hashya, many times remain in the hashya. And those who are in the shuruhat, they seldom you attend to them. So anyway, so this joints which are in the body, This joint is used so much of times. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's example, he explained that the joint there, no replacement, whole life. Never ever elbow replacement of anyone. And if this joint was not here, and that means the hand should be straight like this, you couldn't bend it. Just straight like this. So you couldn't eat also. All these joints perfect in your body, your finger joint. You take the food properly in your hand, but try and bring it to your mouth. Or try to take your mouth there. The more you go further, it goes further also. It doesn't come near you. And if you are not shy, you can try it out now. And if you are shy, try it out later when you go home, those who go home. Or when we go to the toilet. And then make sure the door is locked. Otherwise, if somebody is peeping and he sees you doing this, or what happened to this person, you go home, your wife will say that which Maulana he went to, which Bayani, what Jadu is doing this all the time here. And put up the light also, maybe she's peeping and she can see you doing it. So make sure she doesn't know, nobody knows. And you try your best, you cannot. And yes, comfortably you are just eating. Or did we make shukr ever? Did we think of this ni'mat of Allah? Do we ever think of it? Even after hearing it now, we won't think of it, sir. And do we ever say one alhamdulillah for one ni'mat? And Allah's ni'mat, wa in ta'uddu, if all is a plural, yeah. All of you together, the professors and all the learned people of the world, from Adam al-Islam till Qiyam, Allah says, challenges us. If you try and count one ni'mat of Allah, lan ta'k is for ta'keed, for stress. Never ever will you be able to count one ni'mat. And one is not counted. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah ali, one day after Maghrib, thought of one ni'mat of Allah. As he pondered in it, he saw there are another 10 ni'mats hidden in it. When he saw the 10, another 100 in each 10. And he saw that another thousands in each 100. Whole night passed just thinking of the ni'mats of Allah. And one easy way, the hadith, Qurman Jai, what we have been, you can never make shukr of Allah. But Allah is so kind, so merciful. Allah Ta'ala gives the heaviest command and takes the least from us. Allah gave command to Ibrahim alayhi salam, slaughter your son. Allah took a ram in its place. Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, go in the fire they are throwing you. Allah made it a garden for him. Allah Ta'ala told us, Uzkurullaha zikran kathira, lot of, bukratan wa asila, morning and all the time be engaged in zikr. Allah says, you remember me little while after asr, after fajr, I'm sufficient for you for the whole day. And that little while, 33 times, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Hardly 1 minute. And 1 minute after asr, 1 minute after fajr. And Allah says, I told you, a heavy command. You remember me all the time. But when it came, just this little you do. So Allah just little. So one dua for shukr. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdak la sharika lak. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرِ. Read that in the morning. In the evening, Allahumma ma amsa. And when we become aware, we won't be able to stop reading it. And this one you made, Allah says, you fulfilled for all my ni'mat. So Allah's ni'mat are unlimited all the time. So just think of it. And al-insanu abdul ihsan. Insan won't only make shukr, he'll become the slave of his muhsin. So if we realize Allah is the only one who gives us, we get up for namaz, ya Allah, it's only you who gave me tawfiq to be present here for namaz. Otherwise, I could be sitting in the toilet now. I could be in some guna somewhere. And ya Allah, you kept me right in the masjid. What takbir-e-ula, what great favors of yours. Where I deserve all this. And when I read one page of Quran Sharif, anything of deen, Allah's fadl. What ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and the ni'mats on the Muslims, and then on the mu'mineen, and then the mu'mineen and mukhlisin, those who are obedient, what, but we don't make no shukr. We are drowning in ni'mats, and we are drowning in ghaflat. unmindfulness, no shukr. So a person will make shukr, then automatically the love of Allah will. Somebody deposits in your bank account. Now it's all EFT time, and every day he deposits 500 rand, 5,000 rand, and the thought doesn't come to you, let me find out who is this. Let me tell him, Jazakallah, you're sending me this money. Somebody leaves a basket of fruit at your door every day, export quality fruit, top grade fruit, and you never even think, you just go and you just devour it. You're just eating it up, and you don't even think who gave it. Can that be a human being? Even an animal. One friend, a cousin of ours in Trinidad, in the Caribbean island, told us when we were there, there is a neighboring island which is under Trinidad Tobago. One person was there, he was at the seaside, and he noticed that one fish was in a puddle of water. And he could make out the fish is not happy, it's not at ease there. So he took a stick and pushed it into the water, and it swam away with speed. It went away. After a while, it came back and wagged its tail, saying, Jazakallah, you put me where I was supposed to. I couldn't get there, you put me there. So even a fish, and how many dogs wag their tails, cats wag their tails. You can see that they appreciate, but insan, we don't appreciate. We haven't got, we can't say Alhamdulillah. When we're eating, there's no Bismillah in the whole meal. One good friend of ours has passed away. Qari Yaqub Sahib, he was the Imam in Masjid-e-Ghurair in Dubai, where all the mostly India-Pakistani people are in that area. And I saw myself, our family member also, distant relationship, and he should make a lot of muhabbat also. So when we went to his masjid, on a Friday morning, he's cooking from early, or he's just his lungi and his vest, and days of food for all the collectors, my madrasa collectors who come from India and Pakistan, they come there to his masjid. And by government law, they're not allowed. You can't host any collector. And he got big signs, no collectors allowed to stay here. And all stay there. And everyone knows about it also, but he just carries on. And he feeds them also. And with feeling, they're coming for the madrasas, the running of the madrasas. He knows what the madrasas are going through. So he gives them his full support. And he says, who comes? The principals of the madrasa, the Shaykhul Hadith of the madrasa, the Mufti of the madrasa, they all come. But when I feed them, I don't see no Bismillah anyone reads. Of these, the cream of the ummah. Nobody, and I do, Alhamdulillah, in between is out of the question. And Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, out, and it's out of the question, and I can say with almost certainty, he had the dastarkhan also at the bottom. Anyone can remember anyone saying, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr? We don't, but we are eating. We will say afterwards, mashallah, food was very delicious. But to make Allah shukr, makhluk shukr you make, very good, which is necessary, and that also per chance. But to make Allah shukr, on every lukma person who makes shukr, there is no doubt he'll become a wali of Allah. Allah loves that person, you're a wali of Allah. But we don't do that. So he says, I tell them, oh Maulvi, that if you don't like my food, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa. But read something. If you're not reading Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, and you don't like my food, that's why you're not reading, then read la hawla wa la quwwata illa. But read something. We don't even read that. Nothing. We are far, far. And yet the sad part is, Allahu Akbar, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was asked about somebody. Maulana said that that person is a very good person. His only weakness is he thinks I'm good. So we think, and we are not even pious, and we're thinking we're pious. If these basic things are not in our life, and we're thinking I'm a Maulana, I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Qari, and the basic things are not in our life. So anyway, this is the way to make shukr, and you will become, now you'll be in the market. When you will make shukr, then Allah Ta'ala will love you. You're in the market. Now that shukr must be also harnessed. One person who had animals as his pets, when he should come home, the way the dog shows his appreciation and greets his master, he will leap on him, put his legs on him, etc. So the donkey thought that's the way to go about it. So the next day the donkey tried it, and the poor master was no more. When the poor donkey went and started leaping on the master, so learned how to make shukr also. So Allah Ta'ala give. So a person who will do this, so learn it through the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the way. There is only one way open for us, and the way of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And put the stan law, put it in our heart. No modernism, no deen which is passed in the White House of America, no deen which is passed in the Kremlin block of Russia, no deen which comes from United Nations. My one deen is from Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that is the deen that I have to go to. I have to, if I want success, I have to go 1400 years back. And not to go front and further away. Hey, if you haven't got water and you're out here, you go out of the city looking, you go in the desert, you're not going to find water. You'll walk and you'll think water is there, you'll see the mirage. And you think when you reach there, no water. And you think it's further. You can walk till the horizon where it looks to you that the sky and the earth are meeting. You will find nowhere the earth and the sky are meeting. You'll walk the whole world 360 degrees round. You'll come back there. No water. If you want water, go back to the city. Any tap you open, you'll find water. But you have to go back 1400 years. You have to go back to the city of Medina in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in. Go back there. So find, make shukr, and now you will be the lovers of Allah. And you harness your shukr in the correct way through the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. Harness it through the sunnah, yuhibbukum Allah. Allah is going to love you. Now all your work is done. Imam Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example which our Shaykh mentioned many times to us. That the thorns in the garden, thorns which are under a rose, they complained to Allah, so to say, they said, Ya Allah, you made us thorns. And nobody wants thorns in their beautiful garden. So when the gardener, garden service will come, they will take us and throw us out. So Allah consoled them, my thorns, I made you thorns. You don't worry. All you do is remain under my roses. If you'll get separate from the roses, then we will be thrown out. As long as you are under the rose, nobody will throw you out. In fact, that rose won't remain a rose without the thorns under. It's holding the rose. And a person wants to give that rose to his beloved, he will have to give the thorns. You will go with also. You will be everywhere, but you just remain under my roses. So the same way, we are all thorns. And we are supposed to be thrown out long ago, but just remain under the sunnah. In the love of the sunnah, Allah will love us also. So we just have to bring sunnahs in our lives and see how Allah Ta'ala will love us. And now when Allah will love you, yuhibbukum Allah. And now when you found the love of Allah, Allah's ni'mat, but I don't see Allah. How must I make love to Allah? How, where am I going to find my Allah? So then, ilahi atahu zarra dardi dil. Oh Allah, give me one speck of your love. Ke marta hai be dard bimar tera. Now I found your love. I'm madly in love with you. But I don't find you, my Allah. How must I show my love to you, O my Allah? That you give me ilahi atahu zarra dard dil. Ke marta hai be dard bimar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai. Main tujhse ho ya Rab. Talabgar tera. I want you, O Allah. How must I show my love to you? Now you will want to know. For example, we know it's a common thing. A boy and girl are madly in love. They want to get married. Parents are not allowing. It's a love marriage. They arranged it on their own. We're not happy. How they pining for one another. Or one person wants to marry a boy, a girl. The girl wants to marry the boy, whatever. And the person is really pining, but the other person not interested at all. Like our Shaykh says, all night you thinking of your beloved. Your beloved is fast asleep, don't know anything. Like you worshipping the idols. And how you behaving in front of the idols. They don't know nothing what is happening. Somebody asked, ask maafi from somebody. So he told him, oh, this is a small thing, like the fly sitting on the horn of the bull. And when he flew away, he told the horn, please make me maaf. Bull hardly knew you were sitting here. So they're not even aware. But Allah Ta'ala is fully aware all the time. So what we have to do is find Allah Ta'ala. And this is the time. And the procedure is become the lover of Allah. And then harness that love of Allah through the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now you are in the market. Now Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may, such a person, Allah will just grab him. Allah will make him. And you yourself will be shocked when you did that. That I know myself. How evil I am. Me and namazes, me and fajr, out of the question. But yeah, it's a reality. Allah has made it now. Me and tahajjud, Allahu Akbar, out of the question. Allah will bless any and everyone. Just follow the beautiful prescriptions of the Quran Sharif. There is one small ayah. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told that when I will make you yours, Wallahu Ghafoorur Rahim, Atiullah wa Rasul. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. And if you don't follow this way, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah doesn't like those who don't follow in this way. And then Allah says, see, it's not a big deal for me. وَمَا ذَلِكَ اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. To make you my beloved and choose you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. I made those nations my beloved. And I gave them superiority over all. I'll give you also. You just follow the procedure. And all that procedure is just think of the ni'mat of Allah I'm drowning in. Start making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And follow the sunnah of Nabi. In eating, follow the sunnah of Nabi. When you go and sleep, how many of us read Allahumma bismika mutu wa ahya? How many of us when we wake up, we read Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana? And that we came to life. And not only that, Namat, Ba'da ma'amatana, after he gave us a good sleep that was like mort. One is a person didn't sleep, mosquitoes biting, bed bugs troubling him, people talking, making noise all the time. And one, you slept like you were dead. And now Allah brought you again, fresh again. Now you are ready for Fajr, you are ready for Sehri. And Allah gave, Ba'da ma'amatana. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. And remember, we are going to return. Shukr is a great thing. And do it. There is no greater ni'mat than for doing your shukr in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We didn't know how to make shukr. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us fully. So if you will do that, Allahu Akbar. Allah declares, and His promise is forever, and His promise is watertight. His guarantee is 100%. Yuhbibkumullah. Allah will love you. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, oh Allah, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. I want you, oh Allah. And not only that, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Greatest gift, Allah will forgive all your gunas, all your nashukri. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, one of our great elders, they say that when you reform and you correct your life, for example, your income was not right. Now you realize. And now you make dua also to Allah Ta'ala. You go in sajda and you beg of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala that Ya Allah, Allahumma in min haramika an halal. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramika wa aghnini min fadlika amman si. What a dua. Allahumma kfini. Make sufficient for me bi halalika an haramika, from your halal that is no haram must come, and wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwa, and make me independent by your fadl and your kind from every other person. I only depend on you. A person now who's getting directly from Allah, and Allah is giving him, and he's not dependent, and he doesn't have to sing songs in front of anyone or everyone. Allah is giving him, and only halal. And then make this dua, Allahumma jannibna al-haram, save us from haram, haytho kan, wherever it is, Allahumma jannibna al-haram, haytho kan, ma kan, whatever haram form, whichever it is, all haram. وَعِنَّ مَنْ كَانْ, by whoever that haram can be. وَحَيْثُ كَانْ, and wherever it can be. And اللَّهُمَّ جَنِّبْنَا الْحَرَامِ حَيْثُ كَانْ, أَيْنَ كَانْ, مَا كَانْ, وَعِنَّ مَنْ كَانْ, وَجَنِّبْنَا الْفَوَاحِشْ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ, and save us from all فَوَاحِشْ, lewd, lowly things, whatever it can be, save us. You make this dua. What a pure person Allah will make you. And it is all within us. We can do it. The doors Allah brought us for itikaf now freed us. Allah reward our brothers. They took away our cell phone. More free we are now. Now turn to Allah and do all. And we only got a short period of now, 8 days left. Time is just going all the time. Let us not waste it. Let us bring this into our lives. We have got this opportunity. Who knows whether next Ramzan we'll get? What our condition will be if we are. This is now, while the heat, while the rod is hot. Now we can mold it. We can make it into our, it's here, where everything is in our favor. Let us not lose out. And let the Eid then become Eid. So, yuhbibkumullah wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum. And it's no deal for Allah. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. Allah is that He forgives. And ghafoor is the superlative. The one is Allah is ghafir, Allah forgives. More than that, Allah is ghaffar, He forgives a lot. And ghafoor is the mubalagha of it. That there is no limit in the forgiveness. And when Allah forgives, He doesn't just forgive. That's a great, great thing. But Allah alone is that being. He is Rahim. He shows His mercy. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if somebody has wronged, for example, the government, and his court case found guilty treason, the biggest crime against the government that can be treason, or with any other person, husband, wife, friends, whoever it can be, and the person finally forgives you, you have to take it as a big favor, He forgave me. And still He will perhaps remind you. Allah will never remind you again. And Allah won't tell anyone, I did this for him. And not only that, after forgiving, that person won't tell you, now that I've forgiven you, I'm giving you 10 filling stations. And I'm giving you 20 farms and 30 blocks of flats and 40 supermarkets and shopping centers I'm giving you, the out of the question. What Allah will give, Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. A person who made shirk with Allah, a person who committed murder, a person who committed zina, big, big guna, that person has been found guilty. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ, who did all this, يَلْقَ, he's found guilty, you are guilty. And then the sentence also is passed after that. يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُحَانًا. His punishment will be doubled. It will be multiplied. More his punishment. The sentence is a terrible sentence. And he will live in that punishment, a disgrace forever. After all that, you have been found guilty of the worst crimes. You have been sentenced also. Then Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, but a person who makes tawbah. And doors of tawbah are open for all of us. Wa amana, and he brings iman, corrects his iman. Read kitabul iman, our islah of our aqaid, we correct our iman. Wa amana, wa amila, amalan salihan, and he does righteous deeds. La ilaha illallah is the king of righteous deeds. Namaz is the king of righteous deeds. He did that. Amana wa amana wa amila amalan salihan. For ulaika, these are those people who were found guilty, who were sentenced to the worst sentence, but they made tawbah. They corrected the iman. They did amal salihah. For ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyatim hasanat. All the wrong deeds they did, I will change it into good deeds now. All your small wrongs into big, into small rights. All your big wrongs into big rights. I will, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِمْ حَسَنًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Again, Allah is embodiment of forgiveness. Allah is his nature is to forgive, and more than that, to show mercy. We have got this last 10 days. We have got this opportunity. Let us not lose it. Let us make it. And when we go home, wherever we go, we meet our friends. People can see that this was Yusuf and Ismail. Now it is a farishta. Now he's like Jibreel alayhi salam. Now he's like, oh, among the great, great farishtas. What quality, what hilam. Your wife will be shocked. And if we spend our time, the wife, what hilam you got. And the greatest sawab is to make hilam, tolerance, to have patience with one's wife. The greatest sawab. Now you are kind, and forgiveness, and kindness, and goodness with your mother, your father, your brother, with everyone, you are just good. This is what Allah has given us. This is what our deen of 1400 years is, where it's taking us. Not into all obscenity, and all the evil of drugs, and alcohol, and Allahu Akbar. Two cases we're just handling now, that make shukr of the namat of Islam. Those people, the whole family is a broken family. A person, young girl, doesn't know who my father is. My mother is a mental case. My siblings, my brothers are all write-offs. There is no life. Another case also, like how many daily this? It's only Iman in Islam. Let us bring Iman in Islam, not the name of it only. And see what human beings, balke, what farishtas Allah will make out of us. Allah has given us this opportunity. Make the best of it. The time is just going fast. Let us take the maximum benefit. وآخر دعوانا